Hi, this is Maurizio from Invictus, Cataclysm, and Nexteo. Name them all. You're listening to CMS. All the best.
It is your Classic Metal Show right here on the classicmetalshow.com. Something brand new there from Sebastian Bach with Everybody Bleeds, going up by request to Sal. And kicking off the show tonight, we heard Brittany Fox with Turn On. And the guy who turns you all on, my good friend and partner, Chris Aiken. What's going on there, Chris?
What is up, man? How are you?
Glad to be back again. This as Shelly Rock said in the chat room, man, this week flew by.
It did go fast. That's
extremely fast. I was just like, holy shit, it's Friday already.
Yeah, it was definitely for me. And I know why it went fast for me, because I just didn't look up for the whole week. But yeah, very quick week. I'm surprised we're back in the chairs. It feels like we need two more days before we're supposed to be here.
Yeah, I know. This whole week, just because it was just so busy for me, it's just like one day just bled right into another. And here we are on Saturday night once again to entertain the masses, the people who are gathering in the CMS chat room and the people who are gathered out there waiting for our greatness over at Rumble and all other outlets, WRFA Radio, and everybody who carries us.
It is amazing how people are like waiting for us.
Yeah, I know they show up a half hour to an hour early.
I know. I see people
jump. You know, sometimes your little notification for the chat room, the CMS locals chat room to be open, is like an hour, and people are already in there. Let's go.
Meanwhile, I stumble into this room and start turning on lights and stuff at like 8:59.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's that time again. I better get behind the mic here.
Yeah, it's like, well, I can finish watching this episode of whatever I'm watching, or I can go do the show. Let me go do the show.
So it's just like, well, I've got no prep. I've not done anything, but as soon as I get in behind the mic, things will just happen.
That's right. Well, I do a little prep during the week, but I just keep, you know, when I see stupid shit, I just kind of log it.
I do the same thing. I just email it to myself, you know, as soon as I see something, some kind of goofy, potential goofy content that we could make fun of. Mm-hmm. I email it to the request email, and it's just, you know, I just remind myself through I read that earlier this week. Here's a story.
And it plays a lot better for me and you. Remember back in the old days, we used to talk about the stuff we were going to do ahead of time.
I mean, we've been doing this for so long. It's like second nature now, you know. It's just like getting out of bed in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just glad we're not doing that. Oh, let's have our meeting ahead of the show, because then by then the topic is bored, because me and you can't shut the fuck up. So we talk all the way through it, then we try to recreate it, and that never works.
And which is why we don't talk to each other about stuff during the week, because it's got to roll off the tongue fresh. It comes off contrived, and it's just not as good. It's not as spontaneous. So,
And I think we're both in the same boat, too, where, like, if you send me something in a text, or if I send you something in a text during the week, 99% of the time, it's because it's never going to be on the show.
Probably. You're right. So, it's always fun and interesting to see where the show goes, because I know some people just don't believe it, that we don't have any plan at all.
No, there's not any.
Never a plan ever, aside from once in a while we do get a guest in or something that we do. You know, that we do know is going to be part of the show. But other than that, there is no discussion.
Yeah. I'm just popping all the hail and kills in here.
Yeah, look at all the hail and kills. Hail and kill, you fuckies.
There's another one.
Yeah, there we are. All right.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Yeah, that's exactly why we're here.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only reason, I guess.
So anyway, so since your week has been so busy and whatnot, you know, obviously you do your normal money making gigs, and then of mm-hmm. course your stuff with Eric and Seth Williams and whomever else might have you as a guest. Have you guested with anybody this week aside from your normal shows?
No, I actually had a relaxing only three shows this week.
Now, you're still doing the morning recording with Eric due to the interweb problems?
Yeah, we're talking about maybe doing the show live on Tuesdays, like moving it to Tuesdays. But it works for me in the mornings. As long as it works for Eric, it works for me. I'm more comfortable being perfectly. I'll do what Eric needs to do because he's the one with the travel schedule more than me.
Right, of course.
You know, but for me, just dedicating Monday as a show day works for me, mm-hmm. you know, because I get everything done, you know, all the processing of it and ready for the week and scheduling and all that other shit. I get it done and it's done, you know, and so Monday is kind of like Sunday for me where it's right. where it's kind of a show day. But then the whole rest of the week, I don't have to do anything except for one episode of Seth, which is, I mean, it's an hour and a half. That's not so terribly difficult. So.
Sure. How is Seth, the Seth show, as far as marketing it to do something on a commercial level? I know that's kind of been his goal when he started the show. So where does that stand? Is there any traction there at all?
We've talked it to death, and I've just given up talking it to death. I'm like, whatever happens, happen. I don't care. You know, I mean, would I like it to make some money? Of course. But, you know, I really don't care. We've talked to WHK until we're blue in the face, but neither he or I can do a cuss-free show, which has really hurt our ability to do it. Right. And then there's talk maybe of it going on the True Blue Network on Roku and on Amazon and Plex and all that other stuff. So we'll see. You know, again, it comes down to we get rolling and Seth is like you, but bitter, you know, as far as his politics go. Like he's the bitter Neely, like his politics. I mean, he definitely, if you're the driver of the Trump train, he's your number two. He's the guy that's shoveling the coal in,
right.
You know, he's that guy. And, but he's way more bitter. So where you'll just be like, oh, you don't like Trump, tough shit. He's like, well, fuck you. You're fucking stupid. You know? And then it's like on.
he's an angry, Republican.
Yeah. He's an angry MAGA man.
Yeah, he's the angry white male.
That's right. He's exactly how they portray people to be.
Well, I don't understand the getting emotional about discussing politics. I mean, if somebody wants to have a rational conversation, you know, and they're truly open to discussing things, I'm all for that. But as far as like getting emotional and upset about stuff, what's the purpose of that? It doesn't make anything. The outcome is no different than what it is now.
Yeah. Oh, I think he is too, because he watches news all the time. You know,
he and Sal would be good. They would sit there and watch Fox News and Newsmax all day together. And
well, if Sal wants to co-host a show, hey. I'll retire. That's fine with me.
they could sit there and watch Fox News all day long.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, I'm done. I'm that State of the Union pretty much ended my news watching. I don't know why I even decided to do that, but I ain't doing that again. No way.
Right. You know. Yeah. That's funny. But
it has caused me angry. Everybody got cause to be angry, but losing your mind over it is not valuable at all.
Right. Yeah. What's the reason for doing that?
Just be vigilant, have your guns loaded, and you're good.
Exactly. So, my week was extremely busy, you know, with the jobby job, just, you know, it's amazing the amount of work that I have. And, you know, my days just fly by from the minute that I walk in the door to the minute I leave. It's just nonstop, you know,
there's
not a lull in the day at all, not even for a minute. You know, it's mm-hmm. just things just keep rolling and rolling. It's like a, you know, it's just a nonstop merry-go-round. So it's just, then I get home and thankfully, you know, the time changed. So at least the days are longer and it's not, you know, so dreary at the end of the day coming home. At least the sun has been out a little bit, which always puts me in a good spirit. And plus it kind of motivates me to want to get outside and, you know, get a little exercise in and knock off sure. a little bit of the winter weight and get that under control.
I'm getting That's always fun, isn't it? Especially those first couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, always looking forward to that, but, I'm here to entertain and enjoy and just, looking for some ha ha's myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start. I have a starting quick topic that we can get to, something okay. we should definitely put out there immediately.
Well, I did show a few people the ugly chick and her Indian husband, boyfriend and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, send that to me. Send that to me. I got to show that to somebody. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was a good segment with that. That woman was horrible. And I use the word woman very loosely, but that woman was horrible. But we have something coming up. We talked about it last week and we put together a day for it so that it wouldn't be throw it on the screen here. There we go.
Oh boy.
Point who's and that? Laugh at Hannah Gadsby.
Oh, who's that handsome fella?
That's Panna Gadsby.
I thought that was Neil Cavuto.
It's Rachel Maddow's father.
What a handsome young fellow that is, that Hannah. Strange name for a young man.
What a disaster. But yeah, for those that are subscribed to the locals, we will be doing the Hannah Gadsby watch along, I guess we'll call it, on Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time.
All right.
That should be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too.
So for the 95 or 96 people who are subscribed to the locals, that'll be your exclusive content.
That's right. Well, we have 97 actually 97. Now. We're inching closer. We're inching closer.
So for you 97 who subscribe to the CMS locals, this will be your Thursday evening entertainment.
That's right. That is correct. So get yourself in. Sign up classicmetalshow.locals.com if you want to watch Point and Laugh at Hannah Gadsby with us.
Is that a Netflix exclusive, Netflix CMS special?
I don't think Netflix is going to be behind it.
Oh, you don't think Netflix will carry our version of this?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to carry our version of it.
We didn't sign that multi-million-dollar Netflix deal?
Yeah, no.
No, we're not going to get that.
Nope, we're not on that.
Who's they? They who?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I hope a few folks show up.
Yeah, I'm sure some will. I'm seeing these clips. Sounds like people want to see it.
Yeah, that's Keith Olbermann.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's definitely you hit that right on the head.
He did.
It's either Keith Olbermann and Neil Cavuto's ugly daughter.
Yeah, really. It's an abortion that climbed out of the slime.
Yeah.
Ugh. Very, well, very that's gross.
Thursday. That's Thursday, kids.
That's right.
7:30 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
should be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a little something to break up the week.
Look at this. Jack, no. I'm not going to send you a reminder. Right now is your reminder.
Yeah.
This is your reminder.
Set your iPhone. Wait a minute. I guess the house phone doesn't have some kind of reminder on it.
Jim, get a marker and go to your calendar that's hanging on your refrigerator and write it down.
Yeah. Put a little X on that Thursday slot.
Yeah. Come on, Jim. Flip to the page 4 days ahead on your desk calendar that you tear the page off every day.
He's got the Far Side desk calendar with the individual cartoon pages.
That's right. Flip over to Thursday's day and write it down right now. That way, when you tear it off, you'll be like, oh, I have something pleasant to do tonight.
Something is afoot this evening.
Mm-hmm. Lick a stamp and write yourself a letter and mail it to yourself on Monday.
Yeah. And it'll arrive on Thursday afternoon when you go get the mail and go, oh,
yeah.
Oh, here's my reminder. My reminder.
There it is. And that's probably what Jim will do too, knowing him. He'll get himself a stamp, and certainly not the kind of sticky stamps. He has to have the kind that you actually have to lick. You got to keep it old school. Yeah, you got to keep it old school for Jim.
the licky stamps.
The licky stamps, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So there you are. That's going to be your Thursday evening entertainment this week for the 97 people who are signed up for our locals membership.
Yeah, let's see if we can't get a few more before then. And you are correct, Crazy Warlock. I know we're busted Jim's balls, but locals will send you an email. I think it's a half hour or an hour beforehand. I believe they do send an email to everybody saying, hey, they're going to go live at a certain time. So,
all right.
So there you go. You'll get it.
All right. Well, very good. And again, this is another one of those things that, I would not watch ahead of time just because I want a fresh initial reaction.
Well, I'm not watching it ahead of time. The only thing I'm going to watch is the beginning to make sure that I have it all queued up right on the computer. Other than that, nothing.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think I can take that much funny twice. I don't know if my ribs can handle all of that jostling from the laughter I'm going to get.
All that silliness.
All that hilarity.
Right.
I don't think I can handle that.
No, I'm going to keep a air sickness bag handy just in case.
You may need it. We're going to look at that for 2 hours. 2 hours.
That's a 2-hour special.
Well, I'm assuming because it's got all those other comedians.
Yeah, I know, but did they maybe get 10 minutes apiece or something?
But there was still like 6 of them.
Is that many? I thought.
On the commercial, there was.
I'm just trying to remember all the people that they featured on there. So
there was like 5 or 6. So even if they each get 10 minutes,
yeah,
we may have to skip through a little. We may just have to get their vibe and then move on because I don't know if we can handle that much hilarity.
Yeah. And you just know it's going to be side-splitting laughter.
I'm certain.
Just know it because the inclusion and diversity crowd, they're known to be a hysterical bunch.
They are. When I think of great comedy, that's where I start. The trans LGBT community.
Right, of course.
They always bring the funny.
Yeah, they got the goods.
They do. All right. I can't look at this anymore.
I know, it's just kind of sickening.
Ugh, just horrible. Yeah.
All right, very good. So people who are part of locals, that's what you're going to get.
That's right. So tune in.
You're going to get that bonus for that 5 shekels that you spend on us a month.
That's right. You're going to get yourself a bonus, pretty much a bonus show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's two. I mean, I think we're going to probably do about 2 hours, don't you think?
Easily.
Yeah, I would think so too.
I mean, shit, when you and I get to start blabbering, 2 hours go by in no time.
And especially with this, if this special is, let's just say her special is an hour, you know damn well we're going to be stopping every line.
and show our utter disgust or be laughing hysterically that we can't even talk.
That's right. So it might be 4 hours. Who knows?
That's a tough watch.
It is a tough watch. It's going to be a tough watch, but that's why we're doing it.
Right. Of course.
We're suffering for your $5.
Right. Very good.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's Thursday. Make sure you tune in if you want to.
Sure.
Someone just looked it up. It's 1:15.
All right. I didn't think it was going to be that long. I didn't think it was going to be 2 hours.
You say that now. What do you think that 1:15 is going to feel like?
Well, for us, it's going to be 2 hours. But yeah. But as far as the actual content that we're going to review, I knew it wasn't 2 hours long.
I just don't know.
Oh, if it goes
watch off. It be hilarious. Wouldn't that be the worst of it all if we watch it and we are fucking laughing our asses off that it's so goddamn funny? That would be the irony of this whole thing, wouldn't it?
Right.
If we just watch it and we couldn't stop laughing, it's fucking the next coming of, you know, Sam Kinison or something.
Right.
Somehow I'm not thinking that's going to happen, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, again, it's been a while since I've actually seen a really just funny comedian. I mean, I did send you that self-produced Chris Porter stand-up.
Yeah, that was good.
Did you watch that?
Mm-hmm.
That was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That was pretty
good. I mean, he's funny. He's funny. I don't know why he just decided to disappear, but he's funny.
Well, I just don't think that there's money for guys like him. I don't think that he wants to tame his content down, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. There's guys that are out there that are not taming it down, and they're still working.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Jay Oakerson, Big J. Yeah, Louis J. Gomez.
Is he making any money, though?
Yeah, he tours all around the country.
What I mean is he getting specials and things like that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, again, I don't know. I'm asking the question.
And then obviously Landau is out there touring. He ain't touring.
Yeah, but Landau's a little more subtle.
No, he ain't. Not his comedy.
Well, I haven't seen any of his specials aside from his thing that he does with the Blaze.
Yeah, the normal world might be tame for Dave.
That's what I'm saying.
His comedy is not.
He's making money with normal world, but it's not, you know, over the top biting comedy. It's satirical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, but it's funny. It's subtle. It's funny and whatnot. But it's satirical. But I'm talking about, you know, just derogatory humor.
The live show, it's there.
I haven't had the pleasure of being able to go to a Dave Landau show since he never comes into this area.
Well, come this way on the 29th, maybe, of May.
May 29th?
Or I think that's when it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever the last day of May is, because it's the last day of May and the first day of June.
Okay.
But the June day is the Saturday.
Right. So.
But yeah, he's going to be at Hilarities here.
Makes a lot of trips over there to Hilarities. They must do well with him.
He sells out every time he plays.
Well, there you are. So he's a good draw for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder why promoters in this area won't pick him up. Maybe it's
I don't know. That is weird.
Because, you know, third largest market in the country, and he doesn't seem to ever play in this area at all.
Yeah. Maybe they don't. Maybe is there a big comedy club there?
Oh, they got the. You know, I was listening back to some old ONA and like Dave Attell and Jim Norton and all those guys. They would play over at the Horseshoe Casino in Hampton. You know, I've seen Lewis Black there. I've seen. Let's see, who else did I go see there? There's just they do have comedy shows there, and back. You know, 10, 12 years ago, when ONA used to be on, they would always talk about, playing the Horseshoe Casino.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Man, somebody outside must have got murdered across the street from me. I just hear this car horn going off. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, pick up the dead body and move on. You're annoying my show.
I don't appreciate that harsh language there, Mr. Penske.
Yeah, that's a bit rough.
Yeah, that's harsh language. Stop using the U word, will you?
The U word.
Don't say she's ugly.
Yeah, please. She's a handsome young lady.
Right. Very, very handsome, handsome specimen of
that's
a,
right.
of a being.
It's a handsome creature.
Right. Fantastic. All right. Well, what else is going on over there in your world?
Dude, not a whole lot. It's just been businessy type stuff this week, yeah. Dude. Just a lot of worky work stuff. We shored up the day and what we're going to do with Johnny out at Pinball PA.
All right.
If anybody's interested in that, that will be May 26th, Sunday, May 26th from 11 to 6. Johnny Giuelli of Hardline and Axel Rudy Pell, as well as Crush 40.
For seven hours, I mean?
Yeah, he's coming all day.
Wow. How about that?
He's going to come. He's going to hang out. He's going to play Sega Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, the thing that his music is in. He's going to play right. against fans. He's going to take pictures, sign autographs, play pinball. And at 4 o'clock, I think at four, he's going to do a little concert.
Nice.
So if you have not, if you are a fan of Johnny, you know, come on out.
So he's bringing his band with him?
It's some tracked, something on tracks.
Oh, okay, so
the music is tracked, but he's going to be live,
kind of like karaoke in a way.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's using backing tracks, man.
I know. Well, I made sure to tell Eddie Trunk that he's not invited because there's backing tracks being used.
Right, right.
I don't want to get on Eddie's bad side by having an artist that's not doing it live, man.
Well, when you don't have your band with you, I guess that's the next best thing.
Yeah, and I don't even know that there is a band for Crush 40. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's guys that played on it, but I don't know that there's a band. I don't know. It's the weirdest goddamn thing, dude. I know nothing about Crush 40.
All right.
And it's Johnny's biggest entity. I mean, he's made a fortune off of that music.
Well, gaming is just a very lucrative thing. I mean, if you're in the right spot in gaming, I mean, I'm not a gamer myself. But right. I know how popular it is with, you know, the younger, demographic. And, they live for their game systems there.
Oh, I know. I mean, dude, you don't know rap either, but I'm sure you've heard of Jay-Z.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying. I know nothing about, take Johnny out of the picture for a minute. I can't name a second gamer music guy. Not one.
Nah.
And that's, you know, and I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry. You know, it's just weird that we know nothing about it. I guess we're out of touch. We're old.
Well, you know, it's what I find interesting about the whole thing is that the kids know the artists who are doing the music for the gaming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that to me is just kind of interesting in itself is that, you know, because if you're playing a game, aren't you just, you know, using it as just background music, you know, just to know that, you know, this is part of the thing?
I'm guessing it's similar to like people, and I'm not one of these people, but I know plenty of people that are people that like know like the scores, the people that score movies and shit. You know, there's people that are like John Williams fans because he did the Star Wars stuff and, you know, so I'm assuming it's like that. And maybe we were like that a little bit, but it was a little more crossover back when soundtracks were actually good. You know, when they would put out a soundtrack and it was like, you know, hey, it's a new song from Metallica and a new song from Kid Rock and a new song from Motley Crue or whatever would be on the soundtrack.
Right. But they're an artist that live on their music in other
rooms,
not just gaming.
But
you know, getting back to Johnny's thing, his, what is it called? Crush 40?
Crush 40. Yeah.
I like to call it Candy Crush 40. A gaming feel, but anyway, outside of Crush 40 doing gaming music, it's not like that's a viable project that you would hear that on the radio or something. Or
well, the one song I guess was a sort of a hit, or a hit in the gaming community or something. I don't know, but it's like a legitimate song. It's not like a bunch of boop, 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 boop. It's not like that kind of shit. I mean, it's actual music. Mm-hmm. Let me find it.
Oh. Well, it needs to be, because Johnny's a singer.
Yeah.
So it would showcase lyrics, not just, you know, just music, you know, background music.
I'm just looking for it real quick if I can.
Oh, yeah, for Johnny to, you know, parlay his music talents into a gaming music and actually make a good, pretty good buck off of that, you know, based on the royalties and copyrights and everything that need to be paid in order to use that music in games, and the number of games that are sold, it's just, you know, like selling millions and millions of records, you know. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So,
same thing.
Let's see. Why are you not sharing? There we go. All right. So here's Johnny with Live and Learn.
All right.
It's like regular music. It's not. Yeah. It's not bleep bloop 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 bleep. You know, whatever that shit was called, the 8-bit music or whatever.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't sound like Pac-Man.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, but man, he's made a ton off of that fucking song. Holy smokes.
For him. Yeah. I admire guys, you know, who can, you know, find a niche that, you know, pays them a good wage for, you know, for their talents and, you know, being able to find something that, you know, is just uncommon. You know, it's not you find everyday musicians who are making music and making songs for gaming systems, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's not. It's really, and it's funny when I talk to him and I tell him the truth that I don't know shit about Crush 40, he's always surprised. He's like, how do you not know this? I'm like, well, because I know you from fucking Axel Rudy Pell. I don't know you from, I don't know you from games. I don't even play these games.
Right. Of course.
You know, maybe if I played the games, if I was I know my kid, my son, Mike, Sonic was like his favorite game as a kid, but I'm going to be honest. I don't think I played it 3 times. Like, ever. I just looked at it and was like, yeah, this is fucking gay. I'm not playing this. You know, it wasn't my speed. And I'll bet you, though, if I would have been playing it and that song would have come on, I probably would have looked it up. I'd have been like, who is this? That sounds pretty. Or I'd have been like, man, I know that voice.
Right. Of course.
You know, and I would have probably looked it up and then I would know about Crush 40. But I never even heard the term until I started working with Johnny.
Right.
But there he is, Crush 40.
This is fucking gay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fantastic because it's coming to Pinball PA on May the 26th.
Well, speaking of gay.
Yes.
As far as movies are concerned and stuff, mm-hmm. I was flipping through the, I don't remember if it was on HBO Max or Paramount or whatever. I don't know what it was. I just ran across it, and I remembered, you know.
That's very true. We'll come back to this in just one second, Niels. Everybody at Pinball PA makes fun of how bad I am at the games because I don't play the games. And my answer is always, my job isn't to play the games. My job is to get the asses in the door to play the games.
Right.
You know, I don't care that I suck at literally every game on the planet. I mean, I do own whatever 450 games or whatever, but right. I don't play any of them.
Is the games, a lot of the games are a good lion's share of the games that you have at Pinball Machine or Pinball PA. Are the classic games, the Pinball Machines, and you know, the stand up arcade style games, the Dig Dugs and the Galagas and the you know, Pac-Mans and you know, a lot of those, you have a lot of those machines, Burger Time. And
I suck at all of them.
You know, Centipede and
Frog. Mr. Do.
You know, Dig Dug, you know. So when I have stopped into the Pinball PA to play a few games, it's always fun to play those classic
stand-up
arcade games, you know, because I played those, you know, back in the early 80s. Back, you know, back in the early part of the 80s when those games were becoming very popular. What was it? The one that my friend, he was just so hooked on. I never really enjoyed it that much. What's the one with the spaceships that you have to blow them apart? What is that?
Space Invaders or Defender?
Defender.
That's Defender? Okay, yeah, I like Defender.
He was really, they were really into Defender. Speaking of that same era, as far as like that music and those type of games and things were concerned, I was flipping through the channels there and I ran across a movie that I'd seen years ago. I hadn't seen it forever. Did you ever see that Charlie Sheen movie, The Wraith?
No, never even heard of it.
He was a kid. There were these rogue street racer guys, and they basically beat this kid up and killed him. And he came back as like a, I don't know, like a terrestrial guy. He took the form as a human being.
Okay.
Back to take revenge out on these street racer guys who killed him when he was a human. Yeah. And he has
this
special car that it's a futuristic car, and he takes these guys on in these street races and one by one picks them off,
right?
And the soundtrack for it was the band Lion.
Okay.
You know, and just the soundtrack alone was definitely the whole 80s thing, you know. And it was such a cheesy movie. I had to watch it. You know, it was one of those. It's like, holy shit, this is such a cheesy ass movie. But it's, you know, the soundtrack was pretty good. But it was such a goofy movie to watch. It just made me laugh. It's like, holy shit, this is what passed for a good movie back in the 80s. It's called The Wraith.
The Wraith. What was it on? What do you said? Paramount?
I don't remember if it was on Paramount or HBO Max. I'm not really sure what it was. It was one of those channels,
right?
but the soundtrack was pretty good, I guess, you know, if you like that style of music.
Sure.
So Lion was, I think the song Power Love was on that song, on that movie soundtrack.
Okay.
You know that song Power Love?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, just kind of cheesy gay movies.
Sure. Yeah, I was in a weird horror mood this week. I tried watching like a bunch of really B horror movies, not like the good ones, not like, you know, Friday the 13th or
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah.
Instead, I watched something. It was a spinoff, and oh, was it bad? It might be the worst thing ever. I think it was called 13 Fanboy. I think. It was 13 something, And it's what it is it's a bad spinoff of the Friday the 13th movies.
Okay.
It's kind of like so they use the real people, and like now the real people are having problems in their lives because there's a stalker guy that's been so influenced by Jason Voorhees that now he's stalking the real people that were in the Friday the 13th movies.
Okay, so it's kind of like the Scream movies, just kind of making a spoof of it.
Or the remember the what was it called, the Next Nightmare or something, that the Freddy Krueger one where they did the real people and Freddy right. somehow came into the real, it was like that,
right?
But and that movie sucked. But this movie was not even close to being as good as that movie. It was really bad. I was like, it was a rare one that I turned off. And you know me, I suffer all the way till the end, usually. And this was so bad, I had to turn it off. But yeah, it's called 13 Fanboy, I think.
All right.
And it was god awful. But I watched a bunch of horror movies this week. I don't even know why I was watching horror. I was just sort of in that zone, I guess. I'm so tired of cop stuff.
Yeah.
Because I watch it nonstop, you know, and it's like I'm like on season 12 of rewatching NYPD Blue.
Okay.
So that means I've watched 24 episodes, 24 hours times 12 of NYPD Blue to where I'm just like, I can't watch any more fucking cops.
Right.
I need something different. I need something fun. And
yeah.
And well, somehow I thought horror was it.
Yeah. I was watching mob stuff this week.
Okay.
There was like a 6-part episode, I think it was on Netflix, where how to be a mob boss.
Okay.
And they covered all the different mobsters through the years, anywhere from Al Capone to John Gotti to Nicky Scarfo to, you know, all the different ones. It was in each episode, they kind of covered each of the more notorious mob bosses out there.
Okay.
And basically what their forte was as to what made them stand out as a mob boss, all the qualities that they possessed. Which
okay. allowed them
to ascend through the ranks to become the top of the, you know, to the top of the heap.
Right.
So I was watching that. Then I was watching one where the history of Las Vegas, the different mob people who ran Las Vegas. And that was pretty good. You know, they kind of gave the history of Las Vegas in itself and then the rise of the mob in Las Vegas.
Right.
And then, the mob involvement with the JFK stuff. I noticed some of the newer JFK stuff now. It's mm-hmm. no longer the who killed JFK. It's pretty much been decided now that it was, you know, it was the cooperation between the CIA and the mob.
Yeah, no, the Oswald did it alone is gone. That's
way gone. You know, and so now it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that was a conspiracy between the mob and the government, you know, mm-hmm. and they just state it now in these documentaries as this is the facts.
Yeah.
You know, and, mm-hmm. you know, they had some really good Zapruder film footage.
Okay.
Everybody and their brother has seen the Zapruder film footage, but
mm-hmm.
you know, with modern technology and digital technology enhancing that film, how could anyone, you know, and again, I'm not going to rehash the whole Kennedy thing, but how could anyone ever thought that Kennedy did not get taken out in the front of the head?
Well, you know, the way the body moves when it's hit by a bullet, shut up.
I mean, they had such good enhanced Zapruder film footage that you can literally see that bullet shattering the front of his
shattering
skull.
His fucking head in the front. Yeah, yeah, I know.
and kicking him backwards, which is the reason why Jackie Kennedy climbed out on the trunk of the car to grab a piece of his brain.
Well, you know, if the wind is blowing just the right way and the speed of the car, right. He's like, shut up.
I mean, they slowed that Zapruder film down with the enhancements and stuff, and you can just definitely see the blood spray when that bullet hits the front.
Yeah.
So whoever got him from the front. And you know, that whole conspiracy with the whole grassy knoll shooter guy, whoever that was, whether it was James Files or not, which I still believe he was. I don't know if you ever watched the James Files.
I have the interview stuff. Yeah, I've
that
watched
guy,
it.
That guy, he had so many details down, and he told his story as if he was there, and I believe he was. You know,
the problem, and I don't have a problem with James Files necessarily as being the guy.
Yeah.
The problem is there's so many stories, and they all have so much information that it's impossible to know who really did it at this point. Exactly. Which is kind of what they wanted. That's of what course. They wanted, was that they don't want anybody to ever figure it out.
Right. But whoever took that deadly shot took it from the front.
Yeah. I see this one all the time. This is just not true. That the secret, that the driver turned around and shot him. That didn't happen.
Yeah, I didn't see that. But whoever took him out either got him from being posted up on the overpass.
Mm-hmm.
Got him from the grassy knoll shooter, as it were,
or you maybe know. that drain pipe thing. But then they'd still be shooting up.
Yeah, they'd be shooting up. This one then, caught him. This one caught him from
caught him. Bing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I watched some of that. You know, how the mob involvement with that, and it was a mob week for me. And one of the things that you know, our friend who, you know, writes about the mob stuff, he's never on any one of these documentaries. They always
the newer ones.
Well, the ones that I'm watching, I never see him pop up in there ever.
He was big on the History Channel ones.
Okay.
That's the ones that he did. And why am I spacing on his name? I feel like a dick. God damn it. What was that? Now I feel like a total dick. The Silent Don author. God damn it. Scott Dietschy.
Yeah, Scott Dietschy. I never see him, you know, commenting on any of these things, you know. So I guess he's not in with the people who make these documentaries, you know, enough to get him to comment.
Yeah.
Because they have all these guys who are, you know, who do write about the mob stuff. And I see a lot of the same faces on all the different ones.
Sure. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see that Jim Mars guy is like in most of them, and although I think he died, so he might not be in any more of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so if he died.
Well, I mean, they could use old footage.
Let's get his comments from the grave.
Yeah, see what he thinks.
Yeah, what's your thoughts? Have you run into JFK? Could you find out what's going on with him?
Yeah. Now that you're in hell, go ask him.
Right. So I was watching some of that this week too. So
that's
that
cool.
That was my entertainment, the very limited entertainment that I had. I didn't really watch a ton of anything this week. I was just like, by the time I get home, it's just like, man, I just don't want to sit here and look at another screen.
I hear you. There
and had a screen all day, much like you. And it's just like, I got to give the eyes a rest. Holy shit.
Well, I'll tell you, I made the horrific mistake. And I don't know. I convinced myself that I was going to watch the March Madness, which quite honestly, I've not done in 30 years. Because I really don't give two shits about basketball or college basketball especially, but I just want something different, right?
Do they still do the bracket thing?
Oh yeah, they still do it. But
okay, all right.
But I won't be paying attention. Right. I was all convinced to do this, and I turned it on yesterday. Like it was all day yesterday. Was like the conference championships, the SEC championships, and the the Big Ten championships, all these championships. And again, I know nothing about these players, these schools. I don't know if any of, I don't know who's good, who's not. I don't know. But I just kind of turned it on yesterday for a little bit and today for a little bit to kind of watch a little of it. But the March Madness, I guess, starts Monday or Tuesday or Thursday or something, sometime next week. But
hey,
I was reminded why I don't watch this shit anymore. It has nothing to do with the basketball. Nothing to do with the basketball. The basketball was fine.
Except the commercials.
Oh, my God. Every fucking commercial was a political ad. And it was lots of them. And it was it was like, hi, I'm Bernie Moreno, and I'm sponsored by Trump, and Trump endorsed me because I want to kill immigrants at the border, or whatever the fuck he's saying. The very next commercial, Bernie Moreno is a cocksucker that should be murdered. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching here? It's just 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes at a time of political ads. Right. And I just got to the point, I watched maybe two games total in two, and I wasn't really watching. I was kind of working and it was on type of watching. And in those two games, I got so frustrated with these political ads. I was like, fuck this. I'm not watching this shit. And I'm not. It's ridiculous. It's so, you know what? No one wants to watch your goddamn commercials. You're not going to get a vote. If anything, you're going to get us to vote for neither of you, you fucks. Right. Oh, so annoying. So annoying.
Yep.
I'll go back to Power Slap. There's no commercials in that.
That's a man sport.
That's a man's. Hey, my guy Ryan Phillips is the headliner for Power Slap 7, April 5th.
Oh, look at that.
He's the headline fight. Him against somebody named DeBell, who I don't know him real well, but I know that he knocked the shit out of somebody the last time I saw him fight. So that ought to be a good fight. Good Power Slap fight.
How many rounds do these guys do in a Power Slap evening? How many times are they up at the podium?
If it's a non-championship fight, it's 3. If it's a championship fight, it's 5.
Wow. Okay.
5 times getting blasted like that.
Yeah, three would be tough enough, but 5. Jeez.
Especially with the bigger guys.
Yeah.
You know, with the smaller guys, it's one thing. You know, the guys that weigh 160 pounds, I mean, it still must hurt like hell. But you know, if you're 160 pounds getting whacked by another 160-pound guy, you can live with that. Some of these guys are like 275 or whatever, and they're just fucking flailing. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, so you figure each round is 2 to 3 slaps, right?
No, 1 slap per round.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, just 1 slap per round.
Well, how do they determine the winner?
Well, if either somebody gets knocked out or they score the slaps.
How do they score a slap?
Damage it does if it leaves the guy woozy. Like, because cause nobody just, you know, I mean, that's part of it, is that when they get slapped, like when they get slapped, you see a lot of these guys pretending like it didn't hurt.
Right.
That's to gain points. Because if they get slapped and they get hurt, that takes away from their score.
Yeah, I get that. I get
so
that.
That's how it does.
I thought they step up and slap each other till one of the guys either falls back or
it's just that's one. In some of the other leagues. That's like right. In those, like,
oh, there's leagues now.
Well, there was leagues before Power Slap. Power Slap's not original. They took that from like the Russians or somewhere.
Okay.
And the Russians go crazy. They go like until somebody's knocked out, and sometimes they go like 30 rounds. Now, remember we watched the one where the guy was like, his face was all deformed and shit?
Yeah.
That's because they went like 30 rounds.
Yikes.
You know, this here, they go, the most you get hit, if you go all the way to the end, which very rarely happens, is 5. That's the most times you get hit is 5 times.
I figured it might be 2 to 3 slaps per round, but
nope, just one.
All right, just one. So you'll take 3 to 5 slaps.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. And whoever asked if I still watch wrestling, of course I still watch wrestling. What are you kidding? Of course I do.
Wrestling.
I'm definitely still watching that.
Yeah, you and Sam Roberts.
That's right. I'm waiting for this to become a bigger sport, the ass slapping.
The ass slap.
They need to do some more of that, too. I haven't seen any more of that. I think that was maybe just a one-and-done thing. I'd like to watch it. I'd watch that.
Sure.
A bunch of hot girls sticking their asses up there and getting slapped. I'm into that. Why not?
Sure. Well, I'm glad you keep me up to date with these activities, because this is certainly something I don't see ever.
Well, you need to watch Power Slap. You need to invest your time into a Power Slap watch. On April 5th, it's on Rumble. I mean, it's free. Oh, it doesn't even cost anything. Yeah,
I know. It's not that. It's just I'd never even think that, hey, you know, I'm going to take in some Power Slap tonight.
What else is there to take in? If you can watch Power Slap or The Wraith, you watch Power Slap.
Right, I guess.
See these guys kicking each other's ass.
Readjust my priorities.
That's right. Well, see, I'm for this, Fuego. I'm absolutely for this. We should do a Power Slap watch show. Yeah, I would do that in a minute.
I could definitely do that, only because I don't see it all the time. So for me, it might be a little more shocking than, you know, it is for Chris.
It's on a Friday night.
Yeah, Chris would comment on like an old pro. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And Chris is like, yeah, that was nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's rookie hit. When is Power Slap 7? Power Slap 7 is Friday, April 12th is Power Slap 7.
Okay.
I'm all in. Dude, if you want to do that, I'm all in for that. Why not?
We could do that.
That'd be fun.
We could do a Power Slap live stream. Sure.
Yeah, why not? Hopefully Rumble won't take us off for... Well, they won't. They don't give a shit.
Yeah,
we just won't put. We'll just do it on locals. I mean, that's really what we just got to do is just do it on the locals.
Sure.
Yeah, just do it on locals where we're not really stealing their broadcast and broadcasting to the world.
We're not broadcasting their broadcast and rebroadcasting it.
Well, the key, from what I understand, the key is as long as you're commenting on it and you don't make it is available for replay, it is legal. It is fair use.
All right.
It's fair use of the product. So. That's how I understand it to be anyway. So okay.
Fair enough. Well, there might be something extra in the schedule here.
No, I like doing that.
Sure. Why not?
So.
All right. All right. Well, I say we take a break.
Okay.
And when is our guest coming up? Is next?
Yeah, next.
Okay. All right. So anyway, if you want to get a request in, I noticed some people in the chat room and in the Rumble chat, they were saying that they listen to RFK for the music and then they watch the Rumble for the video.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of juxtaposition between the two. So if you want to get a request in, just send an email, request@theclassicmetalshow.com.
Cool.
And if I have time, I will get your request on.
Works for me.
So, we get a lot of requests during the evening, and if I don't play your request, it's not because I didn't want to play it. It's just, we just sometimes run out of time.
It's because it sucked. Just tell them. It's because the request sucked.
All right. So what would you like to hear?
I would like to hear a little Monster Magnet with the song I'm God from the Mindfucker release.
Monster Magnet.
Yes.
And what is it called? I'm God.
I'm God. Mm-hmm. It's on the album Mindfucker.
Oh, there it is. All right. Well, we're going to play a few tunes. Got a guest coming up here. And anyway, we'll back in a few. So here it is. It's Monster Magnet exclusively here.
On your Classic Metal Show.
The most exciting and most talked about show today is Chris Akin Presents. If you like great interviews, real road stories, and more, then Chris Akin, Eric Ferrantinos, and their cast of characters have the show that you need to watch. Catch the show live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at ChrisAkin.net, CMS TV, Wowza TV, Rumble, and X. There's always lunacy happening on Chris Akin Presents.